Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, beginning at verse 24. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, pressed around Jesus. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal, had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" Then the woman fell at his feet, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." I shared this personal moment with some of you before, and as I was thinking about our time together today and all that we're going through personally and together as a country, the timing seemed just right to share it again. It was a few years ago, but I remember clearly the moment and how I felt that morning as if it were happening right now. It was spring, and Linda and I were visiting some longtime dear friends during baseball spring training in Scottsdale. We were doing what you do in that beautiful area of the country at that time of year with dear friends. Stay outside as much as possible, play golf at least once, and go to some of the Colorado Rockies spring training games. On Sunday, we attended Scottsdale Bible Church, where our friends went when they were visiting there from their home in Boulder, Colorado. But as we entered the worship center, I was feeling pretty empty, a bit down. Actually, I was pretty well down, confused, and even a little depressed. I was feeling like I had come up short on so many things, feeling a bit hopeless, lost. And despite being with my loving bride of many years and with our good friends, I felt all alone. The message from the pastor seemed good and encouraging, at least what I heard of it. The people were nice, the service was uplifting and should have been for me as well, but not that day. I still felt alone, empty, and couldn't seem to shake it while doing my best to hide how I was feeling from Linda and the others. I remembered some thoughts from some moments from a difficult childhood, a family that had long since been splintered and left all alone in high school to fend for myself, memories which linger to this day, even though there's been healing and forgiveness. And then there were thoughts of the busyness and disappointments and uncertainties of those days and those yet to come. Maybe some of you know what I mean as you walk through each day. Many of you and other friends come to mind now and did then. As you deal with the difficulties of life, things that you're going through, decisions you face, personal issues, relationships, and losses that you have suffered. And then, with all that we face individually, now we face together as a nation, our plates are pretty full and often leave us feeling like we're standing there all alone. And so there I was, in a great church setting, in a beautiful area of the country, listening, trying to be involved, at least for the sake of my bride and friends we were with. And yet, I was still feeling all alone, lost, isolated, and empty. I was there with Linda, good friends, and hundreds of others, and was all by myself. Then the worship choir stepped out onto the stage, and as the music began to play, they began to sing a song by Matt Redman I had never heard before. "Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God. you are faithful. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was from your power, carried by your constant grace, held within your perfect peace. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. Never once. I did my best to sing along as the tears now rolled down my face, because in that moment, I knew once again that in the midst of whatever I was feeling and going through, God was there. On that very day, never once, not for a moment, had he left my side. I knew that even though I felt all alone, empty, I had always been connected with the God who, of course, had been there all the while. A smile began to creep back into my heart and across my face as I embraced again the relationship with the one who had given his life for me, for you, for all of us over 2,000 years ago. I reached next to me to hold Linda's hand. She smiled knowingly, glad I was back. She knew. Never once had he left me. Never once will he leave me. Never once will I walk without him walking with me. He had been there all the while, even just minutes earlier, as we had walked into that worship setting. I just hadn't noticed. In a moment where I hadn't expected to find him, he was there. I hate to admit it, but the woman who touched Jesus' cloak, whom we read about a moment ago, reminds me of me at times, in those times when I feel that I have nothing to offer God but problems. I ask for his help, and yet I feel totally unworthy to do so and feel all alone again. But look at what happened with that nameless woman in the crowd. She was nobody in the world's eyes, or in her eyes even. We have felt that way before, and felt that way before God. She was rejected by society, felt unworthy, yet she still believed just enough in him to reach out and touch the hem of his cloak. And what did Jesus do? Scold her, have her arrested, try to get away from her, leave her alone? None of those, none of the above. He turned around toward her to find her. She felt shame, was penniless and outcast, and yet she reached toward him with her last ounce of self-respect and faith, and that's all it took. And then he reached out to her, found her, and healed her. That's what he does for us and with us when, with whatever faith we have left, we turn to him and reach out to him, like I did that morning, by at least walking into that worship center. Never once does he turn away from us. Never once has he not been there. Never once does he leave us alone. We all know what it's like to feel all alone. We've all been there at any and every age. And especially today, isolated from loved ones and good friends under the guidelines of the day for social distancing and masks and limited numbers and gatherings. Jesus knew what it was like to be all alone many times while he walked among us, and in particular, all the way along that pathway on that Friday to the cross, and then to be laid lifeless in a borrowed tomb. Too many times we have found ourselves walking through life all alone, facing the unexpected, not sure which way to turn for help. But never once were we alone. Too many times we've felt alone, looking down a long, dark, and winding road stretching out before us, uncertain where it would lead and what the next steps would bring. But never once were we walking alone. The nameless woman in the crowd had faith enough to reach out to God. How about us? How about you and me? May I suggest that today and every day we remember what I was reminded of that morning with those song words. Never once did we ever walk alone, knowing that for every step you were with us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on your own. You are faithful, God. You are faithful. Never once will we ever walk alone. My friends, look, no matter where you and I have been, where we are, or where we will be, never once, never one time, never ever will we be alone. God is always with us. Let me pray for us. Father, well, I needed it then, and I need it now, and we all do, and we'll need it again. Just a reminder that no matter what, no matter how down we feel, lost we feel, confused and empty, never, never are we alone. Never once have we ever walked anywhere or through anything alone. Never once have you ever left us on our own, and never will. Thank you, Lord. Wow, for that faithfulness. Thank you for continuing to do that for us. Thank you for the reminder today and the reminders that will come. Help us to remember that, to claim that for today and every day as we move forward into life with you to be all that you call us and want us to be and to help you touch the world for your glory and for the good of others. Thanks for loving us, and thank you especially for your precious Son. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. And amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.